It's Tuesday, July 10th, 2012. I'm Alex Jones. Get ready for another original edition of InfoWars Nightly News.
Tonight, TSA agents in Louisville, Kentucky laughed at a deaf man. They called him an effing deafy and stole his candy. The man's story is now going viral as part of a nationwide backlash against the TSA. Then, the UN sterilization campaigns in developing countries are accelerating as the globalists step up their efforts to depopulate the third world. Plus, genetically engineered mosquitoes are on the loose. That's coming up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
First off tonight, we see a similar case of disappearing funds to what we saw now 8-9 months ago with MF Global and Mr. Corzine, who advises the White House, being caught lying to Congress. That money, we learned, billions of it, ended up going to J.P. Morgan. That's now been confirmed. Well, Zero Hedge is reporting PFG is now MF Global Part 2, as $220 million in segregated client money has just vaporized. But don't worry, J.P. Morgan has their regulators everywhere. And guess who the custodian of the PFG Best FX accounts was? None other than everyone's favorite, J.P. Morgan! And who loves you, and who do you love? Folks that make Bernie Madoff look like a guy you can trust. I'll give my money to Bernie Madoff, but not J.P. Morgan, no. And continuing here, it says, translation, another $220 million segregated account pillage has just taken place in the vein of none other than John Corzine and MF Global. The money has now officially vaporized, but don't worry. The federal regulators are in the article saying, no problem, this is A-okay, because they are revolving door employees of J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs, and they're making money, so why don't, hey, ship some hand grenades to Mexico while you're at it, and some guns. Blame the Second Amendment. Say the U.N. runs our military. Got news coming up with Big Pharma just knowingly killing people. Oh, this shot will give them measles. Ah, give it to them. Oh, this drug for kids with asthma kills them. Ah, kill them. Ah. It's just like, I'm sorry, it's teleprompter-free news. I should just not get upset about that and just talk about how they paid a small fine. Very small part of the overall money they made. But hey, that's why they're big globalists and exempt. That's why you are a slave scum. And I'm an extremist for not liking it, and so are you. Well, that's one article out of the way. Let's move on to TSA agents laugh at deaf man, call him effing deafy, steals his candy. And this happened to a group of his other friends. They were in Louisville, Kentucky, there so they could go to a conference for the hearing impaired. And they were all wearing shirts from the conference saying nothing about us without us. And, well, they didn't like the solidarity, so they said, this candy may be evil, why don't you give it to the troops as a joke, and then ate it in front of them, and then said, listen, deafy, there's nothing you're going to do, scum, no one will believe you. And that is awesome power, which is even more awesomer. In fact, as we go to break tonight, can we play Mike Adams' masterpiece that's censored off of YouTube and everywhere else? Yep, we're going to play even more awesomer for you tonight. And we sit here and we laugh about this, but it's more like tears. You've got to go read the full article to believe it at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, moving right along from the awesomer power that we're dealing with, there you go. Nothing like your taxpayer money at work. And they've had drones for a long time. But now the components have gotten so inexpensive relatively, instead of a smaller drone being $50,000, it's $5,000, like that little police copter right there, unlike a million-dollar Predator over there. They now are just launching these, and they say it's about you knowing you're being watched. That's why the cops were saying in one piece out of Miami, the noisier the better. They want to be, Oh, it's a nice day at the park. Let's cook some hot dogs. It's just all about government saying, we're watching you, slave. And don't try to have a garden in your backyard like the woman in Tulsa. We're going to cut it down and charge you because you're not allowed to grow a garden in a giant prison. Shut up and let us grope your wife and children immediately at the TSA. So Pentagon test drone at civilian air park in Ohio. And they went on to say, oh, we're just training the police.
That's unmanned aerial vehicle at the Wilmington Airpark. Take a look. The Air Force put the drone in the air as part of its ongoing efforts to find more military and or commercial uses for it. This is a small radio control class aircraft. Handlers are testing autopilot communications and sensing technologies used in unmanned.
Sensing technologies. Is that a genetically modified mosquito to give me a forced vaccine, or is that another drone? And they go on to say, well, it's research and observation, not spying. And they're training them on the smaller, less expensive platforms before they give them the more expensive ones they go on to report. So land of the free, home of the brave. Not for long if we don't turn things around, because there's an arms race as the system, the criminals that hijack the country, build up all of this bureaucracy against us, festooning themselves with more high-tech gadgetry and their pursuit of awesomer power, even more awesomer. You'll know what I'm talking about when we play the video coming up. Continuing, surveillance drone industry prepares propaganda blitz. PR campaign will bombard Americans with positive messages about technology. Yeah, I saw them announcing this a few weeks ago, all the billions they're going to make and the rest of it. The president of the Association of Unmanned Vehicle Systems International is eager to keep PR nice and simple. You have to keep repeating the good words, he said, Mr. Rogers' voice, adding that word drones should also be dispensed with because of its negative connotations and be replaced with the term remotely piloted vehicles. No, drones is the right word because it's about replacing humans. And it's not that drones or robots even do better jobs. It's about they follow orders. And so we're allowing the technocrats to consolidate the economy under their control and shut us out of the process. But you're not going to hear the globalist bought and paid for unions ever speaking badly of the robot armies the Trade Federation are building against us. And that's basically what the New World Order is. My God, Star Wars strikes again. Let's continue here. Bye-bye, Syria. Hello, Al-Qaeda-stan, the globalist destruction of a nation state. And I even saw in the London Telegraph today that, yes, Al-Qaeda is being given Libya and Syria, and that the West is now gauging, is this going well? It's going very well. They've always worked for them. So now they've already done what we predicted. Oh, when Al-Qaeda took Libya, and they'll take Syria soon. We'll have to just militarily. So that's even better. You overthrow a country, drop bombs on it, whatever, and then a couple years later have to go invade it again because you put Al-Qaeda in, and then you put another Al-Qaeda in, and then you got to give up all your rights, though, in America and Europe because Al-Qaeda. And then you take out Al-Qaeda and put Al-Qaeda in. And then you take out Al-Qaeda and put Al-Qaeda in. It's like these little simulation countries. And really it's just an excuse to go murder the people there and roll in UN troops behind them for the... Well, you know what the UN does, unspeakable things. But again, I'm an extremist. I'm a bad man. I mean, after all, if you're a patriotic American, you salute Al-Qaeda. All right, continuing. Depopulating, part of what they were doing there, the third world UN sterilization camps in developing countries accelerate. And UNFPA and all of them, we got a link to a MIT lecture on this, just admit, they're like, oh, yeah, you want food, we're going to sterilize you. And then yuppies go, well, there are too many people. You know, I think you should be for government-run health care because it's racist if you're not, but let's kill the black people. And you're like, but health care is not about black people. It's about government takeover and the insurance companies. I'm not a racist. Yes, you are. Now let's sterilize black people. And I'm like, but... you just said you want to sterilize them. Well, that's loving. But yeah, but you're also giving them GMO, killing them. That's even more loving. Again, this is all just their psychological warfare propaganda against us. They're organized. We're not. And it just goes through the different lectures, how they've got the sterilizations, how they forcibly pick the people up. They give them shots that then make them have miscarriages. So eat your GMO, folks. That's what's happening here. Also, another article breaking down water securitization, Agenda 21 on the right of life, the right to life. All over the world, they're taking over water supplies via governments loaning them money and then saying that people aren't even allowed to collect their own rainwater to then securitize it, put it into derivatives, and then bankrupt it. So it's a total plan to take over the water supply of the planet to control life on this globe, all part of the eugenics Agenda 21. Now, let me get to a piece of news that we covered last Friday and we covered yesterday when Aaron Dykes and Mike Adams did InfoWars Nightly News. Did a fabulous job, by the way. This is out of naturalnews.com, but they have links to courthousenews.com, and we have a copy of the actual lawsuit here where whistleblowers, Joel Wolkoski and Stephen Crawling, blew the whistle and helped get the info out to those that sued. I mean, you talk about risking their lives, that Merck, the same folks that gave you the Gardasil vaccine that doesn't protect you from the papillomavirus and kills a lot of people, and causes autoimmune disorders, narcolepsy, you name it, it's been confirmed. Look it up for yourself. They have released the documents that they knew that their mumps, measles vaccine was actually giving people the measles, mumps, and rubella. So it's a measles, mumps, and rubella. We're going to play a clip from Mike Adams last night on that. And they lied and said it had 95% efficacy, that it was working, and spiked the blood test with animal antibodies. The truth was, their own documents that have been filed in U.S. court, and we'll show you a shot of that in a moment, their own documents clearly state that it was giving people measles, mumps, and rubella. And I'll show people a document cam shot of that right here. You can go through and read it and read about all of the exhibits and what the whistleblowers are saying there in the lawsuit. So that's the type of stuff that is going on in this country and worldwide. Merck vaccine fraud exposed by two Merck virologists. Company faked measles, mumps vaccine efficiency results for over a decade, says lawsuit. So there you go. Now let's continue here with the news. Here is the courthouse news service report. On all that, Merck has known for a decade that its mumps vaccine is far less effective than it tells the government, and it falsified test results and sold millions of dosages of questionable efficacy, flooded and monopolized the market, a primary caregiver claims in a federal antitrust lawsuit. Claims? These are people that knew their Gardasil shot was killing people in 2 years of trials, so they went to the biggest whore in America, Mr. Pillowbiter Rick Perry, may he burn in hell forever for what he did, and said, you recommend it, put it on the list of health department recommended, then say it's the law, commit that fraud, and order people to take it. So everybody lined up and said, the governor said it's the law, I'll be arrested, and it caused seizures, deaths, you name it. And now that destroyed his political career, but whatever. Selling your soul, I guess, has become an art form. Now, let's shift gears here to another report. Drug company GlaxoSmithKline puts America values to shame. That's the Huffington Post. And they go over all the different things they've done with different psychotropic drugs, Paxil, Wellbutrin, and Advair. It gets into the fact that they knew 2 years ago that their asthma drug, with sales of $7.8 billion in 2010 alone, that they flooded the market, did not help asthma, and a huge array of adverse effects, including adrenal insufficiency, worsening of asthma, and death. And they knew that it could make them worse. So your kids got asthma from all the GMO they're eating and everything else and stuff in the mouth. You know, here's this drug. They take it, they turn blue, die on the way to the hospital. But hey, it's all part of the fun, getting rid of the useless eaters. So there you go. These are the people we trust around our lives. That's just news the last two, 3 days. This stuff is just constantly coming out. And again, we're teleprompter-free news here. Here's another one. Addictive painkiller Oxycontin being tested on U.S. children. Why? Because the synthetic heroin is about to lose its patent, but if they can get it approved to push on kids, when CPS kidnaps your kid and wants to take them to a rape room, they just give them, that's what they do, they just give them Oxycontin and blast their minds. And by saying it's a new treatment for kids, well, then they get decades more of protection on the patent to make money. So that's the type of stuff these demons of literal hell are engaged in. And again, I'm an extremist who doesn't like it. I'm a bad man. There was something we were going to play before I went to break. Oh, we have the TSA thing coming up here in just a moment. But first off, laws control the lesser man. Right conduct controls the greater one. Mark Twain. And that is very, very well said, Mr. Twain. You know, my favorite quote of yours was in the beginning, a patriot's a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. We have not reached that point today, but I do want to give a shout out to the Washington Times. Can you guys just type Infowars.com or Alex Jones into NSA slash Google News? And it's the editor of the Washington Times actually came out and said that we were right about the police state targeting the American people, that it wasn't just for Al-Qaeda, and that a horrible takeover of authoritarian proportions is happening. And then I saw the big local paper that's on Camp Pendleton in California, and it was talking about the New World Order and the takeover. So good news, folks. People within the system are waking up. Yeah, that's Pruden. The new terrorists, they are all of us. And then it just goes down to the bottom and gives us credit and says, look, it's been the alternative media like Alex Jones at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, that's had to report on this. And, you know, we've basically, you know, have been demonized for it, but we've been proven right. Okay, that's it. You want teleprompter-free, real news and real analysis? As we go through the data stream of information and do our own research, you got it. Now, because the TSA doesn't like being made fun of, and because they're a bunch of criminal, abusive thugs, more and more, as they kick out people that just wanted a job, as they convert to a ground force, Stasi, imperial abuse system, violating everybody's rights, we thought we would engage in sacrilege against the godlike state that wants to be our supreme rulers and intimidate us with their big marble buildings and drones and checkpoints and black uniforms, and that we would denigrate you with reality. The reason they take this video down, I mean, they just banned this on YouTube. They pull this faster than any video I've ever seen. Dozens and dozens of copies, quickly. I think there's an algorithm in there just blocking it. It makes them so upset. I mean, you can't even hardly upload this thing now. It blocks it. Or puts age restriction on it, which basically kills it. Because this illustrates who we're really dealing with and the type of miscreant scum that the government wants to hire. When they're criminal, we've talked to insiders, they do the background check and the felonies, the robberies, the rapes, the pedophilia, that is the bonus. And oh my God, you're going right to the top. And that's been illustrated by their activities. So here's this piece. And then speaking of the deadly drugs they're killing us with knowingly at all the big pharma companies, coming up, they're getting ready to release, without even a permit, genetically modified mosquitoes that have a protein in them that could cause humans to become completely sterile. And they admit the mosquitoes, some of them will survive, and that when a mosquito bites you, it injects its saliva, its DNA into you, like a vaccine. It's why Bill Gates wants them to deliver vaccines, because they inject. You just put a little organism in them, or a nanotech, and then they inject their saliva to liquefy your blood even more so they can suck it up. And you know what? They don't care if you don't like it. Here come the mosquitoes, like Bill Gates said, after we show you our supreme. In fact, I'm gonna end this segment right now. I'm going to end this segment right now with a royal curtsy directly to the TSA, because I know you'll enjoy this. You won't even get it's a joke. You just there you go. That's for the TSA. I hope they enjoy their little special DNA injection via mosquito saliva. Here is the TSA.
Help wanted. The TSA needs your help to protect America's national security. As a lightly trained TSA officer, you'll get a plastic badge. Oh yeah, you rock. But that's not all. No education needed. No IQ too low. Not even yours. And as a federal TSA officer, you get to harass everyone around you, just like you did in high school. Yo, check this out. You also get to feel some genitals. No, not your own. Other people's genitals. Plus, you're fully authorized by Janet Pat Napolitano. To undress innocent travelers where there are no security cameras and no limits to your awesome power. Your work environment is always comfortably warm thanks to the ionizing radiation being constantly emitted by X-ray machines and naked body scanners. But don't worry, even if you do get cancer, we've got government health care for you for all the psychiatric drugs that turn you into a complete psychopathic criminal. That's even more awesomer. Hey, power tripping perv, do you enjoy undressing little boys and girls like a Penn State football coach? Do you like to detain U.S. senators? Do you appreciate portable electronics that slide easily into your pocket? Have you ever wanted to see what's really hiding in Grandma's diapers? Well, now's your chance, Pervert Stone. Join the TSA, and we'll give you a badge, a uniform, and an ego trip the size of the federal budget deficit. Plus, you'll get a paycheck denominated in fiat currency Federal Reserve notes.
Oh, yeah.
In the TSA, you'll be working alongside 65,000 other fine men and women and perverts who represent the security elite, the last line of desperate defense against terrorists that are hiding everywhere. We think they might even be hiding in your underwear. So turn off the Xbox and put down those glazed donuts and stop masturbating to internet porn. Experience real life porn with the naked body scanners only at the TSA. That's right. Get out of your parents' basement and join the elite. Your country needs your help to destroy the Bill of Rights and secure our freedom. One scrotum at a time. Apply now, you pathetic loser. At TSA.gov.
Do it.
Staples in it. I think they pulled them all down.
I think that's a good thing. We need to find more right here. Let's decorate this entire pole, dude. Seriously.
Well, I'm gonna go balls out on this one.
Have you been to InfoWarsShop.com lately? Express your inner patriot with these brand new InfoWars t-shirts. Say it loud with the InfoWars bullhorn shirt. Or educate the sheeple with the Bill of Rights shirt. Grope the public's mind with the TSA shirt. And with this shirt, you can let the dark side know of the Rebel Alliance's power. All available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
And we are back, my friends. Now, right before we went to the last break, I showed you mainstream news and the admissions that Merck knowingly sold measles vaccine that they knew was giving people the measles, and now it's come out in court. See, that's good business, because as you spread it, it can scare people into submission. It's come out in California. You can just look this up yourself. It's not hidden, and it's admitted that most of the whooping cough cases they've had the last few years, the resurgence, is from the vaccines. Now, I've been following in Australia, the United States, and other countries, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and others saying, we're just going to release different types of insects like mosquitoes that will come and basically forcibly inoculate you. They're also talking about releasing mosquitoes and getting ready to do it that will go out and supposedly reduce the mosquito population so they can cut back on West Nile or dengue fever. There's a lot of different excuses, but we've seen all the problems with the GMO crops and the health problems they've caused in lab animals and humans. Imagine what GMO insects are going to do. I saw a university study where they predict within 40 generations, the super salmon will extinct the regular salmon in the ocean. And they've put other animal, other fish, insect genes into them. When you change a gene with a gene gun, you may get a trait change that you want, like something lasting longer on its way to the supermarket. But it will then randomly, generations later, according to all the literature I've read and genetic engineers we've had on, begin to randomly mutate in other ways. In fact, normal hybridization, that's not really GMO, can do this. You just saw the case of a grass developed in the 80s outside Austin 2 weeks ago, suddenly mutating and off-gassing cyanide gas and killing a bunch of cattle. That was CBS News, Associated Press. So giving you some background on this before we go to our guest, here is the current issue of New Yorker magazine, and it's got President Obama there with our new government care written by the insurance companies posing as a liberal. Again, things are not even what they seem, even if you're for socialist health care. This is not that. And it says, the mosquito solution, can genetic modification eliminate a deadly tropical disease? Now, so many of these diseases came from government research laboratories, like what we now know of as Lyme disease, really just weaponized T tick-borne syphilis out of Plum Island. Environmentalists have expressed concern about what might happen if some of the modified females survived and began biting people. And it goes on. Well, here's the problem. I have articles where they admit that some of the females are going to end up living. I'm going to show you that in a moment. But it goes on, survived and biting people infected them with an engineered protein. And it goes on from that point. But then I wanted to show you some background before we go to Jenna Reed, a researcher at foodandwaterwatch.org. It's on the front lines of following this because they're set to release it without a permit. You got to get a permit to cut a tree in many areas of Florida or other parts of the country. This is in Florida where this is about to happen. Or to build a shed on your property or to string some lights. But you want to release huge clouds of GMO insects, mosquitoes, which, by the way, they say some of them will live. That's A-OK. And will bite humans. Here's the New York Times, October 30, 2011. Concerns are raised about genetically engineered mosquitoes. And then later in the article, it says, the first release was discussed in a scientific paper published online on Sunday by the Journal of Nature Biotechnology. Took place in Cayman Islands in the Caribbean in 2009 and caught the international scientific community by surprise. It goes on to say the company has subsequently released the modified mosquitoes in Malaysia and Brazil. And they still go on in the article to, well, here it is. Alfred M. Handler, a geneticist at the Agriculture Department in Gainesville, Florida, said the mosquito was being bred for generations in the lab, can evolve resistance to the lethal gene, and might then be released inadvertently. Todd Shelley, an entomologist at the Agriculture Department in Hawaii, said the commentary published Sunday by the Nature Biotechnology that 3.5% of the insects in the lab test survived to adulthood despite presumably carrying the lethal gene, which is a self-destruct system, which could get into humans, folks. Oh, but the elite are obsessed with reducing our population and putting self-destruct genes into us, but these are just mosquitoes that bite us and they admit it could mutate, but Bill Gates just says he wants to get rid of us, but it's all right. Never mind that. Everything's fine. Did I tell you how scary Al-Qaeda is? Give up your rights. They might get you. Might be underneath the table. Also, the sorting of female and male mosquitoes, which is done by hand, can result in up to 0.5% of the released insects being female so they can breed. The commentary said, if millions of mosquitoes were released, even the small percentage of females could lead to a temporary increase in disease spread. Yeah, the females are the ones that drink the blood. Male mosquitoes don't in any species. They need the protein to produce their larvae. That's what you see swimming around in the water. Little squiggly things. That's the larvae. So there you go. Spreading the disease. Oh, and it wasn't just Merck. We had the GlaxoSmithKline knowingly with all these drugs, knowing that their asthma drug that made them tens of billions that was released 2 years ago was killing people. They knew it made asthma worse and was killing people, including children. But don't worry. They can make 20, 30 billion and get a $1 billion fine. Slap on the wrist. License to kill. But don't worry. They're moving on to GMO milk. They're moving on to GMO mosquitoes. They're moving on to GMO everything. It doesn't matter if all the studies show that just the old line GMO is causing the honeybees to die and causing the, guys, just type in, people won't believe it. Just type in, study shows GMO crops causing organ failure sterility in lab animals. You'll get Associated Press, Reuters. Organ failure. I've had scientists on that by the third generation with rats and guinea pigs, 99% were born sterile or dead. They have guinea pigs with hair growing out of their mouths. But again, we shouldn't be concerned about that. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Bayer knowingly for 11 years shipped out tainted blood that they knew had hepatitis and HIV, a death sentence to hundreds of thousands of hemophiliacs, and no one got in trouble. They paid a small fine, but France said, you know what, we're going to arrest Bayer officials, and they at least arrested them, and some did jail time. So cold-blooded. It's not just about profit. They're eugenicists, but I'm ranting. I wanted to give you background on this so you would understand that they admit that A, they'll live, B, they'll spread it, and that C, there's a good chance they're going to transmit a protein into you that causes sterility. This is the way to get rid of mosquitoes, is to, or to supposedly, you know, you make it where they can't spread different diseases, is to sterilize them. Oh, and this could get into us. Does that sound like a good idea? You think 20-year-old GMO corn is causing all sorts of allergy problems? Imagine. Again, I'm ranting. Now, somebody who has been following this very, very closely, and here's some of the articles, mosquito tests could occur without permit. That just came out a few months ago. Here's another one from foodandwaterwatch.org. Group calls on governor to protect Floridians and block release of unregulated risky GE, genetically engineered mosquitoes. And the lady heading up the fight against this is investigator, researcher, Jenna Reed. This is about to happen, so we need to have action on this, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm right here in Texas. The mosquitoes from Florida make their way here through Louisiana, Mississippi, Louisiana, and then finally here. This is going to affect everybody, just like those ticks that got released from Plum Island Zoological Biological Weapons System got out into the United States. So she joins us now, Jenna Reed, to break down foodandwaterwatch.org's analysis of this. Jenna, thank you so much for coming on with us. You heard my little breakdown there. You've got the floor. What is this? What are they doing? What do we face? How do we stop it?
All right. So what we're facing here is the company Oxitec is an English company, and they've designed this technology, basically, as you've said, to eradicate dengue fever in several tropical areas where it has been prevalent recently. And the reason that they have decided to come to America as their next spot is the Florida Keys actually had their first cases of dengue fever in about 70 years in 2009. They had over 60 cases, and then 2010 they had over 30. However, in 2011 there were no cases, and there have been none so far in 2012. But they still want to do a field trial of these genetically engineered mosquitoes in the Florida Keys at some point soon. Now, their biggest hurdle that they faced is that there really is no clear regulatory path. The federal government, when we first got word of this, I called up FDA, I called up EPA, I called up USDA. I got a lot of responses that we don't have jurisdiction over this, USDA specifically. And then I had to put in a Freedom of Information Act request, a FOIA request, into the FDA to get some further information about whether they actually have any jurisdiction, whether they can actually regulate these insects somehow. I mean, or are we potentially releasing these insects into the wild, and then there's no one to, that can be held responsible for this. So we have received word that from outside sources, FDA really has never confirmed this, but that there is investigational new animal drug application. So for these mosquitoes. So basically, mosquitoes are being regulated as an animal drug, which is exactly what has been happening with genetically engineered salmon recently, which you mentioned earlier too. So this is a big problem. I mean, we're squeezing genetically engineered animals into a regulatory structure that is really not designed to handle them. USDA at least has a process for genetically engineered crops, but there really is no pathway for genetically engineered animals, such as insects. So that's what we're facing now.
Well, it sounds like a bad science fiction movie where there's all these hundreds of companies creating GMO fish, plants, insects, and, hey, let's just release them. And then you've got Bill Gates at weird TED TV conferences. Have you seen that footage where he doesn't tell the crowd, he just releases mosquitoes on them?
No, I haven't seen that one.
Guys, see if you can pull that up later, because I want to show her. I know it sounds crazy. I'm not kidding. Jenna, I'll play that here for you in a moment if they can find it. But my issue is reading the literature. They admit that, A, some of the mosquitoes could survive. B, they could bite people. Maybe they would pass on this protein that could cause Lord knows what. I mean, we're already seeing autoimmune diseases just rocket straight up.
Yeah.
neurological disorders, cancers, and so much of it has been linked to GMO. I mean, Monsanto says they've got a code of total ethics, but I covered earlier articles where for 12 years at their cafeterias, their GMO scientist will not eat GMO. Were you familiar with that?
No, I haven't heard that one.
Why do you think they might not want to eat their own food? I mean, we know that Monsanto gave us Agent Orange, dioxin, all these other wonderful things, but they promise us that their BT crops that pharmacologically grow their own toxins so that bugs can't eat them, but then it's fine for us to eat it. I mean, wait, a bug can't eat it, but I can eat it. I mean, again, I'm not a rocket scientist, not a brain surgeon, not a quantum physics, mechanic or anything. Bugs die when they eat it, but it's good for me. And then we're eating it and all these disorders are exploding and gut disorders and things. I don't know. Does that sound good to you?
It doesn't. And one of the things and one of the major issues in this whole, problem is that the reason that somehow we're sure that all of these crops and food items are actually safe is because the people that are telling us that we're safe are the ones actually conducting these safety studies. And any independent scientists that do try to do this research are either they have a tough time finding funding for it, or they're aren't actually able to get a hold of the product to do the testing on because the companies have it patented and have such a hold on that actual technology.
That's right. They claim patent, copyright, and trademark. So it's like, hey, we tested it ourselves. We say it's safe, and you're not allowed to look at what's going on here. But we're going to release some mosquitoes on you. It's not a big deal. Just trust us, everything. You know what? I'm not going to be a conspiracy theorist here because being a conspiracy theorist means asking questions. I'm going to say I think you're bad and I think it's a good idea that they release these mosquitoes. How dare anyone not want this to happen?
That is what we hear a lot. The thing is, the major issue we have with the what has been happening with these releases, especially with OxyTech, the company that has made them as a product, is that they're really not handling it well within the community. They're either not being completely transparent about the process. OxyTech actually has called the insects sterile instead of genetically engineered, which is what they are. So people, don't necessarily know in these communities what they're facing. And then the public doesn't generally know what's happening, which is a real problem. And the communities that do know what's going on, like in the Florida Keys, for example, most of them are pretty, opposed to the idea. And actually in the Keys in April, the Key West City Commission introduced a resolution in opposition of this release of genetically engineered mosquitoes, and they voted 5-2 in opposition.
Well, they're just being extremist. Come on. But getting back on a serious note, so opposition is building. When is the company planning to go ahead with this? Because, what's the time frames we're looking at here?
Yeah, the time frame has been changing a lot. It originally was intended for spring 2012, but as we know, this has passed, and that's a good sign because they actually, right now, is such a peak in mosquito populations that to actually introduce these mosquitoes at a ratio of 10 to 1, which is what they would have to release it at in order to actually, conquer the wild population, is really a tough task to do at the height of the season, like in the summertime. So their goal was to do it in the early spring, and because they've missed it, it might be a while before they would actually be able to release something like that. So the opposition and pushback was actually pretty helpful for, pushing it back at least until...
Now, there's a lot of different companies and groups looking at mosquitoes to deliver vaccines forcibly or putting out mosquitoes that then go out and basically reduce the population of mosquitoes or things like that. What specifically, we've shown some of their promotional propaganda here while you've been speaking, short clips of one of their promos so we can analyze it here and critique it under fair use. But specifically, from your research, what are they genetically doing to these mosquitoes and what's the goal?
Okay, so these mosquitoes are designed to thrive in a tetracycline, which is an antibiotic environment. And without that antibiotic, which they're given in the lab to keep them alive, without it, a protein builds up that is a lethal protein. So essentially, you can keep these insects alive in the lab, but once they're released into the wild, they contain this gene, so when they mate with the wild mosquito, wild Key West mosquitoes, for example, their offspring will essentially have this lethal gene and theoretically die. I mean, they could theoretically wipe out a population. Now, Oxitec's data from the Cayman Islands showed that they could reduce the population by 80%. Now, this doesn't necessarily tell us that by reducing the population that much, we can actually make any kind of an impact on the spread of dengue fever. There's really no correlation there. All they showed is that they could, you know, knock off some of the population.
And this is with nobody this year getting it so far, and 31 years, 60 another. Gee, I wonder how dengue fever got here, because I've talked to scientists years ago who would call my show off record and say, look, we've got a program in Canada, we've got a program here, there, Florida, Louisiana, releasing mosquitoes, look into it. All I can tell you is it's going on. We know there's a lot of government testing they're doing without authorization. I mean, how do we even know where this fever came from?
Well, dengue fever is carried by the specific breed of mosquitoes called Aedes aegypti, which is what Oxitec is focusing on, the species. And they are an invasive species. They're not from this area. They actually migrated up from Africa, and they can easily be transported by getting onto a ship or cargo on an airplane or something like that. So they probably got
into some lumber or something.
Possibly.
I mean, yeah, because mosquitoes can, you know, just live like in, well, sounds funny, like in a knot hole of a tree or something. Who knows how they got over.
Mm-hmm.
But don't worry, here comes the company. Now, how does the company plan to make money? I guess they want government to start paying for this.
Well, actually, yeah. I'll just take a case. The Florida Keys, the Mosquito Control Board in the Florida Keys would be actually paying for this technology. I think they've claimed in articles that it would cost them about $250,000 for 1 year. However, there's no telling how many times they would have to keep releasing these mosquitoes to make the difference that they would try to be making. So it really could be pretty costly if it isn't super efficient, which, I mean, 3-4% could still live. I mean, 0.5% of females could still be released. So we don't know.
Well, there's a potential here, obviously, as the scientists admit, for them to basically mutate or whatever and then pass their genetics on. And then we know mosquitoes pass a lot of their genetics on to us. This could get into humans. This could mutate. We've shown some of the scientists on screen while you were talking warning of that. What's your main concern?
Well, my main concern is, I mean, I've heard all of those arguments. And, you know, there is the issue of if females are released, will their saliva, you know, get into humans, and what can that do? What will the impacts be? And my main concern is we don't know. There haven't been independent studies. I mean, even Oxitec hasn't, you know, done a full environmental impact statement or anything to really show the full scale of risks, and especially for continued releases of these mosquitoes. So, you know, maybe a one-time field trial wouldn't be, like, the worst, but if you keep maintaining this as a you know, yearly way to maintain mosquitoes, then, you know, it could have a host of problems. And like I said before, we don't have any regulation to have someone to be held accountable if something does go wrong. I mean, we could be opening a Pandora's box full of mosquitoes.
Jenna, let me raise a point. Again, I'm not a scientist that studies insects, but I don't know enough about mosquitoes. The reason you get the little whelp there and it scratches so bad, it itches, is because they come in with their little proboscis, I'm sure you know this, but for viewers out there, they inject it down in, but you have a coagulants in your blood. You have platelets designed so that your fluid stay inside your body. It goes into the skin, and then it's a two-way straw. It pumps its saliva, a great deal of it, into your body. Then that liquefies. It's an anticoagulant. Liquefies it so that, or else it'd be like, you know, a frozen malt trying to suck it out. It wouldn't get any of it. And then it sucks it up. So that's what they do. So definitely the female saliva will be, I mean, undoubtedly they release millions of these. Undoubtedly humans are going to be bitten, and a mosquito carrying a protein that causes sterilization and death is going to be pumped into our bodies. I mean, what does the company say to that?
The company will tell you that they've tested this themselves, and that, you know, there's really no safety issue. And another thing that they told the Florida Keys residents when they came out for the town hall meeting in March, and they have said many times, is that, you know, they're all in the lab getting bit by these mosquitoes all the time, and none of them have ever had any problems. But, I mean, have they? That's not good enough for me. I'm sorry. I mean, I really would like to see some real independent research done by people that aren't in that company and that aren't seeking a profit from this product. That's what it is for them. It's a product.
Jenna Reed, I've been asking most of the questions here. In conclusion, what can we do watching across the United States and the world to stop this? Because they're already doing it all over the world. This is a problem all of humanity faces. I've seen biotech companies announcing soon there'll be nothing natural. And Bill and Melinda Gates are saying we're going to genetically engineer humans to where your gut flora is dead. You've got to buy products from us just to live. And they own part of Monsanto, whose products do that to you to begin with, so they can then sell you products. It's kind of like the mosquito. They've got to live inside the lab with the antibiotic, and then once they get out, if they didn't get it, they die. That sounds like the perfect, you know, control system for humans, actually. And a lot of globalists say they want to reduce our population by 80%, but that's a side issue. How do we beat this, and then any other points you think people should be made aware of?
Well, what we're doing to try and, you know, raise opposition and raise awareness for these GM mosquitoes is first off, educating. So, you know, go to our website, foodandwaterwatch.org, and find out about these mosquitoes and tell people you know about it. And really, it's being aware of this is the first major important thing. And then we've been helping people in the Florida Keys sort of engage their local leaders and, you know, writing letters to the governor and the Secretary of Agriculture telling them, we don't want this. And, you know, if this is coming into our town, we don't want to be the guinea pigs for some company's field trial. And then, you know, finally, try to get information and write to or call up the FDA and tell them that, you know, you're a concerned citizen and you really don't want these genetically engineered mosquitoes without proper regulation in your environment. And, you know, you are supposed to trust in your government, and if they're not being transparent and also not, you know, giving you a clear idea of what is actually going on and how they're just going to regulate an animal like this, you should tell them that you're concerned, and they should know. So that's what we're trying to do, the Florida Keys, is keep people engaged, keep local leaders involved, and making sure the federal government knows that we're watching what they're doing and that we're not going to let this go, not without a fight.
Well, that's what's so scary about this, is the revolving door between biotech and government, not just here but all over the world, where they'll approve anything now. And, I mean, I remember 10 years ago, Protegen, a company in the U.S., in Texas and one other state, had to destroy all these fields. And actually, the federal government shouldn't have ever approved it, but they did their job and ordered them destroyed. And I learned about it before it even happened. They had guys in basically spacesuits, like in a movie, out doing controlled burns of all this. And the corn was growing HIV virus in it so they could pull it and then attenuate it and then create a vaccine with it. So I don't think the average person understands you can take plants and insects and engineer them to be factories of whatever you want. I mean, this is, even if they weren't trying to destroy us, it's just thousands of companies, I said hundreds earlier, it's actually thousands of biotech companies, but hundreds of big ones, have gene guns just randomly splicing things. I mean, this is, no wonder the elite are building bunkers everywhere, but why if they can get regulations passed worldwide to not let you have your own water well just so they can control you, why don't they get regulations passed to actually stop this? I mean, it just seems like a nihilistic, crazy death wish by the people in control. Or is it just a bunch of corporations competing with each other and nobody's in control?
It's really a corporate influenced government. There's so much lobbying from these big biotech companies that, you know, the government is sort of, USDA, FDA are sort of really influenced by them and are afraid almost to create regulations that would harm these companies in any way. And by harm, I mean give them less profit for that particular year. So that revolving door and that real intense relationship between industry and government in the U.S. is a big problem, especially for genetically engineered crops and animals right now.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, Jenna Reed, for joining us, foodandwaterwatch.org. And good luck to you and everybody out there that's fighting this. I mean, it's just common sense. They want to release yet another GMO creature into the open environment and don't even want to get a permit. I mean, I guess the good news is these groups have bought Congress, but they have not yet bought all the cities and counties and states.
Right. Well, thanks for having me on here.
Thank you, and have a great day. All right, ladies and gentlemen, yet another mega bizarre thing that we are facing here as a society. And in closing, we have written articles linking to the Rockefeller Foundation and others where they break down the fact that they are involved in population reduction through stealth means. We have the White House science czar writing multiple books saying put stuff in the food and water to sterilize people covertly. We know that's already going on. They see us as animals. They're the scientific elite, in their view, who are going to control the world. And what they are is megalomaniacs who've lost touch with reality. And I've talked a lot about this happening in history over and over again. The globalists are setting up this worldwide control grid, they say, to protect civilization and stop World War III. But everything the establishment does, from historical and geopolitical research that I've done and most of the other top experts agree, is going to destroy the planet or come damn close to it. Excuse my French. So the biggest threat is the globalists themselves, not just to us. Yes, globalists and your minions, I know you're watching. You're crazy. You're out of control. You are power mad and drunk and lustful for technology and new systems. I understand the average loser's power drunk on their fast car in their house and acting cool. Or they're drunk on celebrity. I know you're not into celebrity. You like creeping around your weaponized laboratories and you love understanding human development and being able to predict the future with your Google, NSA, snooping, foundation-type systems. I'm mentioning that because Isaac Asimov, you know, the foundation series where they use computers to be able to predict the future. That's already here. They can predict mass movements. They've got it all. Well, your computers are set and can only predict mass movements, but you can intellectually and historically predict movements and outcomes with a smaller pool with elites because you guys get into the same stuff over and over again. And if you do an analysis of yourselves, my God, you are the biggest threat to your house and our house. You want to end our house. You want to end our system. You want to end the world as it's been and cinch up your revolution against humanity, your guerrilla attack against the world population. But in that, The blowback is going to destroy you. And you think because you can lie about whatever happens geopolitically that you can turn whatever new thing happens to your advantage, there's a good chance you're going to release some things, and already have, that in the final equation are going to be something that you're not going to be able to escape. And I think I've said that now 10 different ways today, so I'll stop talking about it. But if you want to commit suicide and you're subconsciously loathsome of yourself, then commit suicide. I'm not asking you to. I wish you'd repent for your crimes against humanity. Stop being agents of degeneration. Stop being agents of dehumanization. But if you need someone to consciously point out what's happening, you're wanting someone to stop you. And so your subconscious is trying to stop you by reckless behavior. But your subconscious is not sophisticated enough to understand that it's going to end up wrecking everything else in the process. So what I'm saying is, if you want to kill yourself, just kill yourself. Don't take anybody with you. You know, people go out and commit suicide driving a car 150 miles an hour down the road and running into some school bus or into a car load full of little kids. Don't do it. If you want to go out on some lonely country road and go 200 miles an hour and drive off a cliff, have fun. I'm not here to get in the way of your free will. Don't take us with you. Don't take us with you. We don't want to die, and we don't want the species to die. We don't want you to screw up human potential. You're not a fan of humanity. We are. You think humanity's crap. You tell us that all day. It's because you're crap. So I'm going to tell you again, get out of our road, get out of our way, we're going to the stars. And that goes for all the fake churches out there, too, who are globalist controlled, here to teach us non-biblical garbage. Get out of the way, okay? Get out of the way. Get out of the way. Get out of the way. Stop getting off on the fact that you've got the will to power. Just because you have the capacity to do all these horrible things doesn't mean you're missing out if you don't do them. All right, I'm done talking to the globalist. Look, good people, we try to plead with the globalist. If we could ever have a negotiation with them, that would be an amazing feat right there. But they are just stonewalling and going ahead with what they're doing. We're going to have to stop them. And if we can't do one thing first, we have no chance. We have to first analyze what they've done. We're doing the best job here we can. I invite you to go research yourself. You'll find stuff we never found. This stuff's all hidden in plain view. And they got millions of their minions working on this stuff 24/7. So as fast as you can learn something, there'd be 10 more things. We're not territorializing this information. There's no end to the discoveries here. This isn't about, oh, I know more than you. I don't know jack squat compared to what I know is really out there. I know there's infinite information out there. And I know this. Anything I've been able to think of, the globalists are doing it. You think of it, go Google it, they're doing it. And stuff you could never think of. Any crime, any corruption, they run around continually inventing new forms of wickedness. And if the globalists think they're God. They're experimenting. They're practicing. That's what you call medical science practice. They're practicing. It's always an art being developed. And they've gotten rid of the Hippocratic Oath, all of it. They can take a potato. Let me just draw people an image of this, then we'll end the show. They can take a potato. Okay? They can take a potato. I've had top genetic scientists on the show. You've heard them. This is stuff from the mid-90s they were doing. And they can take a piece of DNA. And, of course, they said 90-plus percent of it was garbage. It turned out it wasn't garbage. But they can take one limited trait, but it's three-dimensional, so there's a lot of other traits in what they think is just one trait. And they can inject it into the potato. But randomly, what DNA does, especially when it's just randomly fired in, thousands of times till they finally get it to work and give them what they want, a bigger potato, a potato that lasts longer, a potato that takes less water, a potato that reduces your fertility. They're also, that's the other big secret why there's so many untoward problems, is the system is also putting piggybacks, because the average cop, scientist, FBI lab, there's not any government labs that can even check this. It's so specialized. These companies have been caught doing it. They'll inject Trojan traits. They'll inject not a very good horse. They will inject Trojan traits into here, just like there's Trojans in your cell phones, Trojans in your smart meter, which they now admit to you. I told you 14 years ago. Not because I'm smart. It was in the Telecommunications Act. Okay? So they inject, if you're a new viewer, I had a fireworks accident over the holiday. Anyways, getting back to this, they inject Trojans and others. And the issue is, yeah, they can get it to work, but a few generations down the line, you know what happens? All sorts of bizarre mutations. Like something out of The Thing. Now it's not a potato. It's a spider. In fact, perhaps we have the TSA little promo where well, you get rid of Janet Napolitano, but hey, the head just sprouts legs and runs off. Ode to John Carpenter's remake of The Thing in 1986 or whatever it was. That's my point. And, you know, I sit here and make jokes about this, but they inject this stuff, not to mention all the backdoor stuff they're doing, because they love it. I mean, they love doing something you don't know about that's hidden, that takes time, that they can institutionally just deny while they write books bragging how they did it. I mean, this is really funny to them. And I think a lot of it, analyzing it, is because the really intelligent but still inbred psycho nerd type is really mad that the jocks, you know, back at the country club when they were kids, got the good-looking girl and beat them up. They are really, really angry that all of this is going on and happening. And so it's something about the mad scientist little type. Because you study globalist confabs, the stars there are scientists, you know, that are into this stuff, and they're all, oh, here she is. Dung beetle gives birth to pedo bat, and then, oh, she's not done. Not going to stop her. By the way, did we find the Bill Gates clip with the? I was telling her that, and she was like, really? You know, it's like, truth is stranger than fiction. Here he is. And again, this shows the attitude of, oh, you're at this TED conference, you want to be elitist. I'm going to release some mosquitoes on you. Aha, they're going to bite you. Again, this is all the attitude that they're into. It's all about they're going to do to you what they want, and that's the way it is. Just like TSA is going to stick their hands down your pants or make fun of, you know, a group of deaf people flying and call them scum because they can't. And a normal person's like, well, that's embarrassing. I'd feel bad for months if I did that. I would have no desire because you're not a pile of you-know-what. You aren't seeking power, so there's that blind spot in the universe where the bad people get in because they are. Here is that clip of Bill Gates.
Now, malaria is, of course, transmitted by mosquitoes. I brought some here so you could experience this. We'll let those roam around the auditorium a little bit. There. There's no reason only poor people should have the experience. Funding is up. There's new drug discovery going on. Our foundation has backed a vaccine that's going into phase 3 trial that starts in a couple months. And that should save over 2/3 of the lives if it's effective. And so we're going to have these new tools.
You heard him. Oh, there's no reason poor people should have the experience of a genetically modified mosquito biting them and giving them a protein to sterilize them slowly. And no one will know why. Nobody. Oh, jeeper. Bill Gates just wrote about it. I wanted to sterilize people all through college. His dad ran Planned Parenthood as a eugenic. Oh. They're just funding it all over. And as you hear his voice get real high as he walks over with a crazy look in his eye, he always and goes, and we're about to do something here. He's like getting really excited. And I've seen the films of him giving kids their polio vaccine in India, and like 47,000 plus of them, you know, got paralyzed from it. And the media's like, well, that's loving, you know, give them live weaponized. When he's giving them the shots or liquid tight in the mouth, he gets like this, just all day I'm willing to sit here, little girl, little boy. I mean, it's so obvious the guy is a dangerous psychopath. I mean, go research him, go find out. But the news is he's a superhero. Look, Warren Buffett has an ice cream cone. They're all non-threatening. Just play the start of the clip again. Listen to his voice get real. Oh, I'm about to do something against your will. Oh, oh, there's no reason only poor people should have this.
Now, malaria's, of course, transmitted by mosquitoes.
You scum.
And I brought some here.
You bastard.
So you could experience this.
Get him off there. Yeah, that's not even, that's like a 300-year-old insult if your dad ran off. Big deal. Bastard. Bastard's like scoundrel. Scoundrel. I like the sound of that. That's not a good enough name, so I apologize to all bastards out there. What do you call Bill Gates? He is the personification of evil. He's all... I mean, that is all his cover. And people are like, aren't you scared of Bill Gates? A few months ago, his wife gave a speech in Germany and said, those of you claiming we just want to reduce population, you're going to cause more deaths. And it got this whole wild look in her eye. I mean, yeah, we see you, lady. You look like last year's bean dip. We see your spirit, like the portrait of Dorian Gray. We know, we understand. We get the fact that you're right out of the pit of hell. It's like in the fifth element whenever Zorg's communicating with the deep space object coming, and they're like, well, what does it want? What is the meteor coming? It's going to kill everybody. Well, how do we negotiate with it? You don't negotiate with them. There are people who want power because they want to kill you because that's fun to them. And they've got minions under them that think, oh, well, the Earth's too overpopulated. We've got to save it. Again, there's the famous New York Times reporter who went during the 10 million plus being purged by Stalin in the Ukraine. He'd been supporting communism. Dr. Blaylock talked about this last Friday on the radio. And he gets there and he says, well, they've killed 10 million. This is terrible. And the other U.S. communists with him, I forget their exact names. It's a famous story. You can look it up. Says, well, we've got to break a few eggs to make an omelet. And the reporter said, but I don't see an omelet. Well, I add to the quote because it's not about an omelet. It's about breaking eggs. Okay? It's about their little power trip. It's not about the destination. It's about the journey. Okay, that's it for this edition of InfoWars Nightly News. Great job to the crew. It's teleprompter free. And tonight I am wearing a Texas Cowboy shirt, because I'm no hat and all cattle. All right, ladies and gentlemen, great job to the crew. Don't forget, if you believe in the type of information and the open mind and real analysis that we're engaged in here, 15-day free trial running at prisonplanet.tv. See all my films, a bunch of online books, expanded extras from the DVDs, and you can see the streaming video every day of the three-hour radio show, InfoWars Live. It's all at prisonplanet.tv. And don't forget the new social network, planetinfowars.com, a place for patriots to organize and get together on activism, dating, hunting, camping, and other terrorist activities. All right, that's it for this edition of InfoWars Nightly News. See you back tomorrow night.